Hi, I'm Liza Richardson from KCRW, and I'm here with director Tamara Davis. She directed Adam Sandler and Billy Madison, Dave Chappelle in Half Baked, and got her start making music videos for everyone from Depeche Mode to Sonic Youth. Her most recent project is a documentary on artist Jean-Michel Basquiat, and today we will be playing excerpts of songs that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. And what did you bring? What did you decide on?
So I guess the first one is Beastie Boys' So What You Want. I love that song. It just, to me, really defines like a time and this attitude. And it's also a personal song to me because my husband is Mike D. And while he was making that record, I was just like the wife at home, like, oh, God, you're just like taking so long on this record. And the record company had asked them to make one more single. And I was just like, oh, God, like not another like week in the studio every night. And so then he comes back and he plays me this song, So What You Want. And I'm like, I remember sitting in the front of our house in the car listening to it. And I just was like, this is the song that you spent all this time on? Like, this isn't that good, you know? And what's weird is in my memory of it is, one, it's that whole feeling of when you have like a relationship with somebody that's also creative, when you play them something that's rough, like, can they really hear what something's rough? Like if I show my husband a rough cut of something, like, can he really see my vision in it? And then also that thing of, you know, how much do you say to your creative partner? Like, do you inspire, like, oh, that's great, and encourage them? Or are you critical, and does that help? And so, so I know that what I heard in the car is not the song we hear today, but it just really reminds me of all those things.
And so when you hear it now, how do you...
Now I think it's the best song I've ever heard, you know?
And at what point did you decide that?
I think like when it finally was mixed and done and I could hear the vision behind it. And then also I think that the video for it was just so fun. And I just love that in your face attitude of that song. And it just, and also going to concerts, so, you know, being on tour with them and when they play that song and just jumping up and down and watching the audience just go bananas each time they play that song. Just, it makes me so excited.
That is the Beastie Boys, So What You Want. And next, what do you have?
It was so hard for me to choose this one because I kind of wanted a classic, you know, rock song. I was like going, oh, Bob Dylan, Neil Young. And then I remembered when I first met my husband, he made a mixtape for me and he put this song on it, George Harrison, Wah Wah. And I just remember sitting on the beach, listening to this song and sitting next to my new love. And this song is just so fantastic. It just keeps building. It's like it, when you think like he just gave it all, it just like another layer happens. And I just love that. And I love that feeling of sitting on the beach with somebody and looking over at them, you know, as they had made you this song, you know, mixtape on a song. And with that possibility and that potential and also that ability to just, it just keeps expanding. Like your love keeps expanding and the song keeps growing and it keeps getting better and better.
So that is Wah Wah. It's by George Harrison, and it's the choice of our guest DJ today, Tamara Davis. So Tamara, tell me what's next in your little lineup here of five songs.
The next song I chose was Bikini Kill, Rebel Girl. And that song, I just, it's another like super empowering kind of positive song. When I first heard it, I think maybe Kim Gordon played it for me. I don't know, you should listen to it. I guess Joan Jett and Kathleen Hanna made, you know, I think Joan produced the song or co-wrote it with Kathleen. And it just, it's all about like the female Riot Girl movement. So I was really into like checking that out and seeing what the whole Riot Girl thing was all about and the fanzines. And if you watch Kathleen Hanna perform, she's unbelievable. She's like one of my most incredible favorite female performer. She just really knows how to move and take control of the stage and performance-wise, and what she did and what she spoke about to girls and how much a song can really change a girl's life.
So that's Bikini Kill and the song Rebel Girl. What did you pick next?
Well, not necessarily in order, but right. In this order, I have Led Zeppelin. I grew up in the Valley in 1970s, and so like Led Zeppelin is just embedded in my bones. Recently, I saw that movie, The Runaways, mm-hmm. and that was my youth. Like, mm-hmm. I was friends with Marie and Cherie, like, I knew them at that time, and going to those clubs in the Valley, and like, I had long blonde hair and would borrow my mom's platforms, and we would go out to the Sugar Shack. And also I was really into surfing at that time, even then, like, because I thought surfer boys were really cute. So we would like hitchhike on the Ventura Freeway wearing like a towel around our waist, cutting school and going to Malibu First Point, you know, and just hanging out at the beach all day. So yeah, and Zeppelin and skateboarding, that completely goes together. And
totally.
The swimming pools and Dogtown. Yeah, I know, Stacy and all those guys. Yeah. I just like it. It's also a positive Led Zeppelin song. It's like it makes you feel good. And I don't know. I think that, you know, the other ones are a little bit cheesy. And so somehow when you hear Whole Lot of Love and that like, chicka, 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 you know, that sound, it just kind of gets really excited. So I don't know. That's like a good one.
Whole Lot of Love. It's by Led Zeppelin, of course. And Tamara, I can't believe this is your last choice today. We could go on and on, right?
Oh my God. I could keep going.
So what's the last one?
The last one is Al Green, Love and Happiness. I was looking at my list going, oh my God, I'm so influenced by soul music and, you know, not just white people. So I was like, no, I got to put something on here that also shows like the incredible influence that soul music and, you know, other different kind of music has had on my life. So I picked Al Green, and this Al Green song it just makes me so happy. It was a song that I used to play all the time, and when I made my first short film, I put that song in it, and it's a song that just makes you feel good. And you know, it's soul music, and it inspires me. It just gets me happy, and Al Green's voice is like maple syrup, lovely, delicious down my throat. I just love it. It's so wonderful.
Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby.
Tamara, that was amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So for a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject.